many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 20, 7 to 13. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 7 to 13. You deceived me, Lord, and I was deceived. You overpowered me and prevailed. I am ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction. So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long. But if I say, I will not mention his word or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. I hear many whispering terror on every side. Denounce him. Let's denounce him. All my friends are waiting for me to sleep, saying, perhaps he will be deceived. Then we will prevail over him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. So my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. They will fail and be thoroughly disgraced. Their dishonor will never be forgotten. Lord Almighty, you who examine the righteous and probe the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance on them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, give praise to the Lord. He rescues the life of the needy from the hands of the wicked. My theme for reflection is when faith speaks honestly to God. When faith speaks honestly to God. A friend once joked that the most honest prayers are often the shortest. One evening, exhausted after a difficult day, he simply looked up and said, "Lord, I don't understand any of this." Then he paused and added, "But I am still here." Sometimes faith begins not with polished words, but with the courage to speak honestly to God. Jeremiah 27 to 13 brings us into one of the most raw and human moments in the Bible. The prophet Jeremiah had spent decades warning Israel that their injustice and unfaithfulness would lead to disaster. Around the middle of his ministry, the Babylonian Empire began expanding across the region, confirming the warnings he had proclaimed. Yet instead of listening, the people mocked him. They whispered against him, ridiculed him, and treated him as a traitor to his own nation. Jeremiah finds himself trapped between two powerful forces: an insistent God who has called him to speak the truth, and a resistant people who refuse to hear it. The result is a deep personal crisis. He cries out to God, saying that God's word has become a source of ridicule for him. At moments, he even wishes he had never been born. These words may surprise us, but they are part of a long biblical tradition of lament. The psalmist once prayed in similar words, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever?" Psalm 13, verse 1. What is remarkable is that Scripture preserves these cries. They teach us something essential about faith. A relationship with God includes honesty. Kierkegaard once wrote that prayer does not change God, but it changes the one who prays. Jeremiah's lament shows that prayer can also be a place where our deepest confusion is brought into God's presence. Yet Jeremiah's struggle does not end in despair. In the very same passage, he declares, "The Lord is with me like a mighty warrior." Even in his frustration, he cannot escape the conviction that God is still faithful. His complaint turns into praise. "Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy." This movement from anguish to trust speaks powerfully to Christians today, especially during Lent. Lent is a season when we slow down and face the truth about our lives. Sometimes that truth includes disappointment, unanswered questions, or the feeling that doing what is right has made life harder rather than easier. Jeremiah reminds us that these experiences do not place us outside faith. They may actually draw us deeper into it. A simple story illustrates this. A teacher once noticed that one of her students had grown usually quiet. When she asked what was wrong, the student replied, "I prayed for things to get easier, but they did not." The teacher gently responded, "Sometimes prayer does not remove the struggle, but it reminds us we are not alone in it." Over time, the student learned that faith was not about avoiding hardship, but about trusting God through it. Another biblical voice confirms this truth. The Apostle Paul later writes, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair." 2 Corinthians 4:8. Faith does not deny struggle, but it refuses to surrender hope. Jeremiah's prayer invites us to bring our real lives before God, our doubts, fears, frustrations, and hopes. The God of Scripture is not an absent landlord nor a distant monarch. God enters into a relationship with us and values our voice. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when you face discouragement or misunderstanding, do you hide your feelings from God or bring them honestly into prayer? Number two, where in your life might God be inviting you to trust Him even when circumstances remain difficult? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take a few quiet minutes to write a short prayer of lament. Tell God honestly about one struggle you are carrying. Then end the prayer by naming one reason you still trust in God's faithfulness. Faithful God, you know the burdens we carry and the questions we sometimes struggle to express. In this Lenten season, teach us to bring our whole selves before you, our doubts, our fears, and our hopes. When we feel misunderstood or weary, remind us that you stand beside us like a mighty warrior. Strengthen our faith, renew our courage, and help us trust in your steadfast love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.